Yeah, the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Gus Wall and Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor here. And we're talking rugby league with Dell. It's time for this.
Curly.
Yeah, the Burley Curly, thanks to Paddy's Markets. And while Paddy's are closed due to COVID-19, be sure to visit your local greengrocer, fruit shop and florist, where supplies of fresh produce and flowers remain plentiful. Thank you so much for Paddy's for sticking with us. Now, anti-vaxxers are saying they're not going to take the flu jab or whatever before they play. If you were a player right now, Dell, would you take the jab?
Yeah, I would. I think for what the game's gone through, for it to be one of the first professional games to be back sort of in the spotlight, 100% I do that, not just for the game, but I think for my peers and, you know, and people in and around the game.
Okay, so would you be comfortable playing against or with players who said, you know what, I'm not. I'm an anti-vaxxer, I'm not getting the shot.
I think it's personal, it's up to them, but I still wouldn't have a problem with it. We've been doing it for years as it is. I know this is a different epidemic, what's going on, but mate, every year, mate, you virtually play against players that don't have the shots and stuff, so we're making such a big thing out of it now, which I can understand, because I think with the government, we signed off on every player being vaccinated.
Yeah, okay.
You know, the NRL anyway. And then they went back and changed it up and just said to the players, okay, you can play, but you've got to sign off on this. And the government's going like, no, that's not what we agreed on.
Okay, so there's still a little bit of stuff to work around.
Yeah, it's still a grey area.
Dell, we see players come back to training and then, of course, the focus and criticism goes straight on Latrell Mitchell. Do you think it's fair or is it too harsh?
No, I think it's unfair. I think what we've gone through the last, 7 or 8 weeks, Latrell brings a spotlight with him. You either love him or hate him. For me, there's no reason to hate Latrell. He's a young kid, you know, who just loves life, and sometimes he rubs people up the wrong way. And, mate, can I just tell you, mate, anybody back to training on their first, second day, you get any one of those guys, you're hunched over because, mate, it's the NRL. You know, and I know Latrell probably fitness hasn't been his key. He's, Steve Renoff, one of the great outside centres, one of the great centres of our game. Mate, I think he even came out and tweeted how, mate, he was always hunched over at training. You know, and when he was finished training, he was on the hill. He was tired. It's unfair criticism of Latrell. Give Latrell a break and let's just get on with it, because I think other players posted shots and stuff and said, oh, are you going to talk about so-and-so? There were so many players. Mate, I would have been hunched over too.
Yeah.
Mate, there's a guy I played with, Lloyd Dakiri. Mate, fitness wasn't his favourite thing, but let me tell you, in a game, every day of the week you give the ball to Lloyd Dakiri.
Do you think people are basically journos again? There's no stories to tell, right? So I'm just going to focus on Latrell because...
Clickbait is what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. So it's not actually journalism. It's just having a go at
someone,
and it's gone too far.
Yeah, I agree. Do you agree, Drew?
Absolutely. And there'd be so many other players in that team going, oh, thank God he's taking the heat because I'll come back in ordinary shape or something as well. So it gets unfair at once.
And I understand... also for players, I love that Joel Thompson's come out. Just his headspace, his mental health, you know. We talk about that too. Mate, you just can't keep bullying or picking on a person.
JT was named the greatest halfback of the last 30 years. Do you agree or disagree?
Who was the best winger before we get to that? Oh, that was you, Dell.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
Freddie picked him, Joey picked you, and also overall as well. But is JT right? I reckon Cooper Cronk's better than JT.
JT is certainly thereabouts. He's always in the conversation. But for me personally, I played with a guy called Andrew Johns from when I was about 18. He's always been so dominant. I understand that Joey might have a better record. JT might have a better record at Origin. But I just think what Joey did with players around him when he came back in 2005, Origin. And can I tell you, when he tackled... He tackled like a foot. He wouldn't just tackle you. He would rip into you. Like, sometimes you'd get up and you'd go. And he reads the game so well. I know Thurston reads the game so well. He's competitive. But I think because of the modern age of, social media and stuff, I think he's getting a lot of votes for JT, which he deserves. But I still think, for me, Andrew Johns and also Alan Langer is in that sort of category as well. Yeah.
Yeah, there's the Burley Curly. Yeah. All thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. Coming up next is the champion of the world, Alex Volkanovski. He's chatting UFC 249. Stick with us here on the Dead Set Legends.